Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. A man I've come to know and admire greatly for his service in that war on many battlefronts, literal and figurative, is our first guest. He is Admiral James Ace Lyon, retired Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, a four-star admiral. After some 40 years of service to his country in the United States Navy, he took off the uniform but continued to serve in a variety of capacities, notably as president of Lyon Associates and as chairman of the Center for Security Policy's Military Committee. He is also a regular columnist for the Washington Times and a very active contributor to the public policy debate these days. We're always grateful to him for his time with us. Admiral, welcome back, sir.
Nice to be with you, Frank, and your listeners.
I wanted to ask you first and foremost, as a man who has served in a variety of very senior positions in the United States government, both as a representative of the United States military and in the Joint Chiefs of Staff, for your sense of what is going on with Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, the National Security Advisor to the President of the United States at the moment.
Well, from observing his positions he's taken and his comments, it's most disturbing to me. And just as important, he is not on the same page with the president. He is not supporting the president's foreign policy that he was elected on. Equally disturbing is his lack of knowledge of the threat of the Islamic threat as well as the Muslim Brotherhood. One other factor which the president campaigned on was the disastrous Iranian nuclear weapon agreement with Iran, which he promised to cancel, which McMaster's is working in the exact opposite direction.
You know, it's one of just a number of examples of places where he seems completely at odds with the president on Qatar, on China, on Russia, on Syria, on Afghanistan, on Israel. And then there's the case of him actively purging from the National Security Council people loyal to the president and to the policies that he campaigned on and has sought as president to pursue. Again, Admiral Lyons, I'm asking, for your professional opinion of whether this is conduct that is acceptable from a military subordinate to the commander-in-chief, let alone someone holding as sensitive a position as the National Security Advisor to the president.
I have to say, Frank, I don't understand why he's still in the position. If I were the president, I would have had a come-to-Jesus meeting with him, and either he supports my policies as the president, or he's history. In fact, I think we shouldn't burden the Army by returning him to the Army. I think a nice ambassadorship in Afghanistan or Bangladesh would work well.
I get the impression that the Army doesn't want him back, so that may not be an option in any event, but perhaps just simply cashiering him would be the appropriate practice. Admiral, let me turn to another subject. As I mentioned, you have been contributing terrifically at the Washington Times to our understanding of so many of these important national security issues. Recently, you wrote a piece entitled Restoring the Military's Moral Underpinnings. And I think a focus of it, but not the sole focus, was this question of whether so-called transgender, I think it's more accurate to call them transsexual individuals, should be allowed to serve in the United States Armed Forces. Expand on your thoughts on these subjects, if you would, sir.
It would be my pleasure, Frank. First of all, the Obama social engineering mandate did absolutely nothing to improve the readiness and capabilities of the United States military armed forces. And when you compare that and combine that with the disastrous sequestration reduction of our capabilities, you have to come to the conclusion there was a determined effort to degrade the warrior mentality of our wonderful military forces, and specifically the undercutting of the moral fibers of our military. Nobody has a right to serve in the United States military. It's an elite institution. It has one purpose, and that's to protect the security of the United States against all enemies, foreign, domestic. And when we go to war, there's only one outcome. We must win. All of these other social engineering mandates degraded our military capabilities to achieve that objective. And specifically on transgender, what happened there, first of all, Dr. Phil McHugh, the lead psychologist from Johns Hopkins University, an astute doctor who has followed this transgender issue for years, clearly has identified it's a mental disorder which needs understanding and treatment, and it should never be forced on the United States military. How this happened was the leftists and the LGBT community captured the American Psychiatric Association, and through getting enough votes, these mental disorders were then neutralized as being normal. And that's how they got the endorsement from the American Psychiatric Association. The American Psychiatric Association should never be used now by the Department of Defense as the criteria for determining what is appropriate behavior.
Wow. I was unaware of that change, Admiral. It's very important. Just, again, as a practical matter, having commanded vessels at sea and among other places, what are the practical implications of trying to have these sorts of social engineering experiments inflicted upon, ships at sea?
Well, it makes absolutely no sense. What the social engineering did, it destroyed unit integrity, cohesiveness, and the will to win. That's not what you want. Your crew on a ship has to be of one single purpose, one mission, and you can't have disturbances of sexual aberrations and other factors that disturb the good order and discipline of the ship. Every person on that ship is important and it has a mission to perform. It cannot be distracted by the social engineering mandates forced on the military by people who have never served in the military. In fact, as I've said many times, there are many viable jobs for women in the military. Combat is not one of them. This has been proven over time and time again. Even the Israelis tried it, and it was a disaster. And to be forcing our women at the tip of the spear makes absolutely no sense. I do not understand how our military leadership could be rolled over on this and not take a position. The same way with the removal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell makes absolutely no sense. You cannot. We've had reported in 2014 over 11,000 male-on-male unwanted advances. And, of course, the then-Secretary of Defense, Carter, thinks it's a great success. I'd hate like hell to see what he thinks failure would look like.
Amen. Well, all of these policies are presumably recognized by President Trump as problematic. I'm very pleased that he's taken a first step with respect to this idea of the transgenders. We hope that he will reconsider or revise these policies of putting women into ground combat units and homosexuals into the military as well. This is a hard problem to unscramble those eggs at this point, but it's really vital that, as you say so well, Admiral Lyons, that the military be able to focus exclusively on its mission of protecting all of us and winning the nation's wars. God bless you, sir. It's always wonderful to talk with you. You keep up your good work with us at the Center for Security Policy and at Lyon Associates. God bless you. Next up, we will be speaking with Daniel Greenfield about McMaster and the Trump presidency in general and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.